this will come while you may.
Merry Christmas to all of you, and good morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this Christmas Sunday, which is going to be the fourth Sunday in Advent, and it is God's grace that we are able to be here today and also online, gathered to worship together with all the saints around the world and the angels in heaven. God has given us the privilege and the opportunity to be His children, to worship together. So let us be thankful, and God has given us another day to live in this world. It is only because of His grace that we are alive today. And let us be thankful for that. And today, please turn with me to the announcements in the second page of the bulletin. We wanted to start from the last announcement. Christmas Eve service will be on Friday at 5 p.m. So if you all can join here, also online, please do that. We made it earlier so that people can come and leave early before it gets too dark. Our Georgia Mountain Food Bank collections are still going. Please donate in cash and or kind according to your convenience. And also the Joy in the Journey book is available. That will help our Piedmont mission work. Our mailing address is listed there for your communication with the church while you are remote. The cooking class will be the second Saturday, January 9 at 10 o'clock. We have some volunteers for January and February, so please join us for some exciting culinary skills that you can learn, or you can take part in the lunch after that. The art class will be on the 16th, on January, the third Saturday of the month. Please join as Wayne is going to teach us new stuff from the arts and drawing.
Well, we hope to get it set up so that we start painting the next month. So we hope to get the drawing ready to start painting.
Oh, we start painting class. Okay. Okay, that would be exciting. So do we have to bring our own paint or? Oh, wow.
Actually, a lot of the, you need to go through the art supplies out there. Norman donated a lot of Bobby's art supplies. What we're going to do is buy them, because you'd have to go to the store and buy them anyway.
Oh, okay.
And that money goes to the church, whatever Norman chooses to put it in.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay. And then the Thursday lunch at the Golden Corral will be the third Thursday, December 20th at 1 p.m. Join that for a good time of fellowship and lunch. The attendance and collections are listed there for your continued prayers and participation. As we come before the come to the close of this year, please consider the church in our prayers and also in our donations. As we step into the new year, we want to start afresh with some new dedication to the church. The commitment to the church means a lot, so please pray about it and consider giving more and taking part in the activities of the church more in the new year. We are also taking donations online, so please go to our website piedmontumc.com if you want to do any electronic payments, credit card or debit card or online transfers. Many other options are available there. Are there any other announcements today? If there are no other announcements, let us worship God together, and if you are able, stand for the opening hymn, Angels from the Realms of Glory. It is 220 in the blue book. 220. angels from the realms of glory, bring your flight o'er the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Shepherds in the field abiding, watching o'er your flocks by now. God with us is now residing, yonder shines the infant light. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Saints before the altar bending, watching long in hope and fear. Suddenly the Lord descended, in His temple shall appear. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for allowing us to come here today, Lord, and worship together in this church and also online. Thank you for the gift of life and all the blessings that you shower upon us with, along with it. Thank you for, above all, your Son Jesus Christ, the ultimate gift that you gave us to come here in this world as in the human form, to con all the sufferings and pain and even death unto the cross, so that we could be called the children of God. And He rose from the dead and reigns with the Father in heaven now, and is coming back to establish His kingdom. As we come before you during this Advent season, we look forward to that kingdom that you are planning to establish. We also look forward to your coming into our hearts and into our lives afresh during this time and also in the new year, so that we can be more effective witnesses for you in the days to come, to share your love and care and compassion and peace and joy to this world. Thank you for giving us this day today to come and gather here, and the blessing of good health and strength in our bodies. We thank you for allowing us to be your children so that we can call you Father. Help us, Lord, today to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints around the world and angels in heaven praising you. We pray that your presence be with us today in our songs we sing, in our prayers we make, the meditation of the word. In all these things, Lord, help us, Lord, to bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It is our greeting time now. If you are able, please rise up and greet each other in Christian love.
Yeah.
morning, Martha. See you online. Martha is online as well.
Good morning.
As we remain seated, please turn with me to hymnal 234, O Come All Ye Faithful. We'll sing stanzas 2 and 3. Have a responsive reading taken from Psalm 63 verses 1 through 8. It is on page 788 in the blue hymnal. If you are able, please stand.
O God, you are my God. I seek you, my soul thirsts for you, my flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where no water is.
So I have looked upon you in your sanctuary,
beholding your power and glory.
Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you.
So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands and call on your name.
My soul is feasted as with marrow and fat, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips. When I think of you upon my bed, and meditate on you in the watches of night.
For you have been my hope, and in the shadow of your wings I sing
for joy.
My soul clings to you.
Your right hand upholds me. The word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It is our prayer time now as we come before God with our prayers of blessings. We thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. And also it is a time of prayer of concerns and burdens as we lift them up to the throne of grace of God, trusting in God's promises that He will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. So let us come before God with our prayers of praises and burdens together. The prayer requests are listed at the back of the bulletin, if you want to turn with me to the back. Please please use this list as your regular prayers for these people and these items listed here. A couple of call-outs that we want to make is are about some people that we want to remember especially. Please pray for Miss Lou as she is going back to the doctor this week.
Tomorrow.
At 8 o'clock. Please remember her in our prayers as she's started getting her back pain treated. Continue to pray for Bob as he is in the nursing home. Please pray for him and Kathy as well and their families as they are making decisions about his stay there. Thank God for Miss Jean was able to come here today.
Amen.
And thank God for that she is here today. And also thank you for bringing her today here. We missed you a couple of Sundays. And thank God for her. Continue to pray for her strength in her body and also healing. I want to especially remember Miss Eleanor Nicholson, Terry's mom, who has been diagnosed with some kind of a tumor. They don't know a lot about it, so waiting for more results to come. Please keep him and his mom in our prayers at this time, and also the doctors and nurses, so that they will be guided by God's wisdom to make the right diagnosis and the treatment. Continue to pray for Jack and Martha, and I heard Jack is doing a good day today, so please keep him in our prayers. And Linda is here, and also Martha is online, and please continue to pray for their continued recovery and strength in their bodies. You know, we have been remembering Gene Brown in our prayers as he's getting weaker. Please keep him in our prayers during this time, that God's Spirit will be upon him, and also his comforting presence will give him the comfort during this time.
J.D. said he talked with him. Yesterday was his birthday, wasn't it? 93
right.
Years old.
Oh, was he?
Pardon? Was it 93?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Please also remember our service workers, our military, police, fire, all different service workers, delivery people, trash workers, and mailmen, and all different grocery clerks, a lot of people that you and I know are serving us every day. Particularly during this time, please stop by and give them a word of appreciation if you could. Stop by at the trash people, which we try to do in our neighborhood, to stop them and give them something if you can. But they have been working during this pandemic, particularly putting their lives and their families' lives at risk. So please remember all of these people, our policemen and fire and all those people who had a hard, tough time during this time also. Please keep them in our prayers and pray for their safety. And continue to pray for our nation, for peace during this holiday season particularly, and also as we step toward the new year, pray for our president, our Congress, and the governors of the state, and all those who make decisions that affect our lives, that God will give them the wisdom and the Holy Spirit will guide them during this time, and continue to pray for them. Are there any other any other prayer requests or any call outs that you want to make? Anybody?
I have one.
Any of the replacement? Jim Barrington? He's having hip replacement sometime, I thought.
Yeah, he had something coming up. I don't know the exact date.
Yeah, he did.
That's what Marcus said.
Oh, 20th? Okay.
Yeah, he told me he had to help. Pastor, I would like to ask for prayers for the Zimmerman family, which is my first cousin. She got ran over in one of the little carts, you know, that they have in the stores.
Oh.
So in a way, and some guy came through the parking lot flying and hit her. Mm.
Please pray for Ms. Simmons' family during this difficult time that they are dealing with this grief. Glad that Wayne and Carol could take some vacation and enjoy that time, and glad that they are back here today. Thank God for their safety. Also, please pray for all of those families that are traveling and also meeting together in various places during this Christmas week, that God's safety, God will keep them safe during this time. Any others here or online? If not, let us go to God in prayer, and we'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." Loving God, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to come together and worship together, and also come and gather and bring our prayers of praises and burdens together this time. Thank you for the gift of life, along with all the blessings that you shower upon us. Thank you for the blessings that you give us in spite of our condition, even when we have been unfaithful, you have been faithful to us. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection. We come before you with a heart of thanksgiving during this holiday season, Lord. Thank you for keeping us and giving us another day, another year in this life as we come close to the end of this year. You have been our sanctuary, you have been our safety, you have been our protection during this time, particularly during this COVID season. We thank you for everything that you give us, Lord, the good health and strength in our bodies. Even when we have difficult times, you kept us through. Also, we bring before you our burdens and concerns together, O God. You are the source of all good things, and you are the source of all healing. And you can bring healing and wholeness to our lives, Lord. Many of us are broken in our bodies, and some of us are weary and tired, and many of us are anxious and afraid because of various things that are happening around us. But you are the source of all comfort and also true healing, and you can make us whole. As the scripture says, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. We thank you for always being there, listening to us, and taking care of everything that we need. We lift up those whose names that we have called here today, Lord, particularly. We thank you for bringing Miss Jean back here to church today, Lord, after a few days of her difficult time with her health. Bless her, Lord, with complete healing and restore her strength in her body. We thank you also for Miss Linda, she is here today with us, and we pray for Jack as well. Be with them and comfort them and strengthen Jack in his body as well. We also pray for Martha, continued healing for her. Bless her with your healing hands and touch her, Lord. And we pray for Miss Eleanor Nicholson as she is waiting for her treatment and also her diagnosis the coming weeks. Pray for your guidance and your peace in her and also Terry's family as they are dealing with this difficult time. Bless them with your peace and comfort them with your presence. Above all, we pray for your healing hand to touch your Lord and give them the wisdom, give the doctors and nurses the wisdom to make the right treatment and the diagnosis for her. Be with them as a family. We pray for Miss Lou. Thank you for being with her as she is here today. Bless her with your strength, Lord, and strengthen her as she go back to the doctor tomorrow for her first treatment. Bless her with your comforting presence, and also the doctors and technicians who do the procedure, Lord. Give them the wisdom and let your presence be there during that time. We pray for Bob as he is in the nursing home. Be with him, Lord, and give him peace. And also Kathy and her family as they are planning on various different things, Lord. Give them the wisdom to make the right decisions, and also above all, we pray for peace for him and his family. We pray for Gene Barrington also. Be with him as he is waiting for his surgery. Let your peace be with him, and also the wisdom for the doctors and nurses for their procedure that they have to do. We also pray for the Simmons family as they are grieving at the death of their dear sister, we pray for your blessing and also your comforting presence with the family at this time. Be with the funeral and also all the things that they had to do and to deal with during this time. Bless them, Lord, with your presence and your guidance during this time. We continue to pray for our nation as a whole. Particularly, we pray for our president, all the leaders and the governors and all who make decisions, Lord, as we come close to the year and also looking forward to a new year. We pray for your wisdom to guide us, our leaders, so that they can make the right decisions, Lord. We also pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and our grocery clerks and trash workers and delivery people, and many, many others, that our teachers and a lot of others that we can't even name, Lord, that are working every day to serve us in various different ways. Thank you for their services. Thank you for giving them the grace to do these things. And we pray for them and their safety during this time. Help them to have a good and a blessed holiday season and a blessed Christmas. Be with us today, Lord, as we worship together. Help us to lift up your name and glorify your name, Lord, in all the songs we sing here today and the meditation of the word and the prayers we make. Bring honor and glory to your name. Lord, help us, Lord, to meditate on your word so that we can be empowered by your word and your spirit, so that we can be more powerful witnesses for you in the days to come. Bless us as a church as we look forward to the new year, to do your work faithfully in this community and around the world for the opportunities that you have given us. Keep help us, Lord, to worship you together in truth and in spirit. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now we will take up the offering. Please, the ushers may come forward. Scripture says each man should give according to what he has decided in his heart, not under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound in us. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of life and all the blessings that you shower upon us along with this. You are the source of all that we have and we are, and we bring before you a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Gracious God, we understand that you called us to be the stewards of your abundance in this world. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in giving in our time, our service, our money, and everything that you have given us, Lord. Use this offering that your people have given us today, Lord, for your furtherance of your kingdom in this world and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As you remain standing, we will read the scripture. It is taken from 1 John chapter 4 verses 7 through 19. It is in the New Testament, the letter to John, first letter to John, letter from John chapter 4.
Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent us his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him, and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And as we know and rely on the love of God for us, God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has nothing to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Peace be seated. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. The living word who came to this world in human form so that we can experience your word in our lives, your Son Jesus Christ. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to come before your word, Lord. Help us to be humble before your word as we meditate on your word, open our hearts and our minds so that we can receive your word with obedience and humility. Illumine our souls so that we will be nourished by the word today. Empower us by your Holy Spirit, Lord. And help us, Lord, to go from this place so that we can be more powerful witnesses for you, wherever you place us. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
This is the last Sunday of the Advent season as we look forward to the Christmas coming on Friday, and also the new year starts, the new season starts with the following Sunday. As we celebrate the joy of Christmas, we have been looking at peace, love, peace, hope, joy, and today we will be looking at God's love, the advent of love. Advent means the expectation or the coming, something that we look forward to. And Christmas season is a season of expectation where we look forward to many things. We look forward to in the world we live in, we look forward to a family reunions and also friendship and a lot of other things that we as human beings look forward to in our lives. But also it is an expectation or advent of Jesus coming into the world. And I reminded you in the last couple of Sundays that Advent has three tenses in it, past, present and future. The coming of the Messiah into this world, the Advent, has already happened. The past, Jesus came to this world. And the present is that He is also coming into our hearts and in our lives every day. And He is in us, living in us, so that we can be His witnesses, His hands and feet, wherever we are. We are His hands and feet and His witnesses for Him. So that is present. And also we are looking forward to the advent or the coming of the Messiah again. It's not as Messiah, He's coming as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So the Advent season brings us to this conjecture of three different tenses, the past, the present and the future. And that is what our faith is all about. It is not just in one tense, it is eternal. It is from everlasting to everlasting because we are partakers of that eternity with God. So this is how God loved us and showed His love among us, that He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. God gave us the ultimate gift of love, His own Son, to come and die for us in this world. This is a time of gift-giving and sharing love and care and all those things during this time, especially during the holiday season. We often say, "I love you so much." I don't know what that means. You know, so much means how much? Is it this much or this much? But we usually say, "So much." You know, "I love you so much." But God's word says that God so loved the world that He gave His Son. That's what we read in the scripture at John 3:16. You all are familiar with that verse. It doesn't say that God loved you so much. It says that God so loved. And then it doesn't stop there. It has an action behind it. So every love, honest love, sincere love, that God's love has an action that comes behind it. It is very easy to say, "I love you." But God did not stop there. God did not just say that. The word doesn't say and put a full stop there. Say, God so loved the world that He gave. In giving is what love expression is. If you are not prepared to give, there is no real love behind it. I'm not talking about giving some money or material things. It is about giving yourselves. God's love is evident in that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. In other words, so the Son who was Himself God, sharing all glory with the Father, He left His throne and came to this world so that you and I can be redeemed from our sinful nature and be called children of God. So that is what love is. It's about a sacrificial love that God showed us so that we can be part of the kingdom of God. So what is true love? There was a rabbi who was teaching his students. All of a sudden, a student was overwhelmed with his emotions, his thankfulness, and he said, "Master, I love you." And the teacher looked at him, the rabbi looked at him and said, "Do you know what hurts me, son?" The young man was very puzzled. And he did not understand that unexpected question. When you tell somebody, "I love you," you don't expect that kind of a response. And he said, "I don't understand your question, Rabbi. I'm trying to tell you that I love you so much. And how much you mean to me. But you are confusing me with a question about hurting you." So then the rabbi said, "If you do not know what hurts me, how can you truly love me?" If our love doesn't understand or doesn't go deep enough to understand what hurts people or what is going through in their lives, without empathy, there is no real love. We have to put ourselves in somebody else's shoe to love them. If that we cannot go that far, then there is no real love. That's what God's love is. Love is a complex phenomenon. It is both a noun and a verb. Love We love each other, and also love is a noun. It can be very complex because as we grow older, and when we are a baby, we know love probably is towards our parents or who takes care of us. As we grow older, our relationships grow and our love become complex, right? When we get into relationships and we have girlfriends and boyfriends and we have children, our love becomes various in various ways. There are different forms of love and it becomes so complicated or enlarged so much. Then consider how much or imagine how complex can God's love be with billions and billions of people throughout these ages. How complex that love can be. That is why John, when he wrote about God's love, could not explain it other than they saying that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He could not explain it in any other way. So our loves can be different, like I told you, with various relationships that we build through our lives. The great Christian author C.S. Lewis has a book called The Four Loves, and many of you have heard this before many times. There are different types of love, and there are four that he mentioned in his book. One of them is towards, it is like an affection. It's not real love, but it has the characteristics of love. We see that in friends and neighbors and schools and even in churches. We can see that. It can be say compared to something like an affinity. Like the North Pole and the South Pole, attract each other because they are two different opposite poles. It is also sometimes you can take it as an intimacy relationship. We see that kind of love during the football games and other sports seasons. People get excited about the love for their games and their teams. When the teams win, they are very much in love. But when they lose, their love probably goes down a little bit. That is what storge is. It's an affinity based on circumstances. And it goes down, up and down based on what happens around us. There were two travelers, I think I told this story before. Two travelers were on a travel, they rode together traveling, when a bear suddenly came and appeared before them. One of them was very fast and was healthy enough to climb upon a tree to escape from the bear. You probably have heard this story before. It's one of those Aesop's tales, I believe. And the other one could not do anything because he was probably a little fat. He could not run or could not climb the tree. So, he remembered a story his grandmother told me that if you are attacked by a bear, confronted by a bear, you just play dead. Because they say that a bear will not touch a dead body. I don't know if it's true or not. Don't try that. But whatever it was, he played dead. And the bear came and smelled all around him and smelled his ear, his nose and everything. And the bear probably thought that this was a dead body. And then the bear left him. And after a few minutes, the guy on the top of the tree, looking all of these things, came down and scoffed at this guy and said, "Why weren't you so fast? And why didn't you climb the tree?" And jokingly then he asked him, "What was it that the bear whispered to you in your ear? I saw him coming and something in your ear." Just making fun of him. So his friend told him, "He told me, never again travel with a friend who deserts you at the first sign of danger." That's what that tale tells us, a big story, even though it's a funny story. Risk of our own lives many times test the strength of our love. We see that all over the place. Then there is another love called the philia love. Philia love that we can see in families a lot, brotherly love. The city of Philadelphia got its name from the city of brotherhood, brotherly love. So that is where it came from. It's called philia. It is still a good love, but it is conditional. Conditional love during this, we see this kind of love that is relational. You see this during the Mother's Day a lot, and Father's Day. People might all of a sudden get pumped up with a lot of love to their parents, and they visit them and give them gifts. You know, then after that, you won't hear them from again for a long time. You know, it is part of life. It's nothing, you know, I'm not saying anything against anybody, but it's part of life. It happens. That kind of love is the filial love. It is also a love between relationships of parents and children, brothers and sisters, even, you know, other extended relatives. But there is also a limited area for this love that is for even with the mother's love. Because they tested a mother chimpanzee for this love one time. And when they put a big mother chimpanzee in a big tank of water and gave the baby to its hands to hold the baby in her hands. And then they started filling that big tank with water. And when the water started to rise, the mother held the baby up above the water as the water started rising up and up and up. And she lifted her baby up as much as she could to save that baby from the water. But when the water started to come up and started to cover her face and her eyes, and she knew she was going to drown and die, they noticed that she put the baby under the water and stood on it. You know, that is what this filial love has limited to. Even with the mother's love, there is limitation when it comes to the life. It may not be for human beings many times, but in the animal studies, it found out that the animals will not risk their own lives for their babies, you know, in many studies. And there can be limits to motherly love too. The Bible says, can a mother forget the baby? Or have no compassion on the child? We read that in the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 49. Though she may forget, I will not forget you. I have engraved you in the palms of my hands. That is what God's love is. It is even beyond a mother's love. It is a self-sacrificial love that giving owns life for others. Earthly relations have limits. Friends come and friends go. But there is someone who loves more than a friend or a brother. In Proverbs 18:24, we read that there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. God's love is like that. It goes beyond all of this love that we can see around us in this world. And Jesus said that I came to this world to love you, to give you what this world cannot do, because I am going to give my life as a ransom for you. And he did that, and he gave his life for us. We know the great hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. Do thy friends despise, forsake you? Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus came to this world to be our friend, to be our father, to be our brother, and to be our neighbor. He is everything so that we can understand and experience the true love. Then there's one more human love that this author talks about. It's called Eros love. The erotic relation, love that we see during romantic relationships, and also you can also call it lust. It can be for money, for wealth or fame as well. We can see this kind of love during particularly during the Valentine's Day and all of that, with girlfriends and boyfriends becoming so loving to each other, giving gifts and stuff like that. But many times, you know how that ends up, and that also has limited reach and scope. There are several studies that say that these different love relations that I told you have different chemical and responses in our brain as well. But there is another love that I told you, the divine love, the sacrificial love from God, that is called agape. You all probably know that. I don't know what kind of chemical or response the brain makes when that happens, because we could not study God's love. Definitely it's not in human brain, so they could not find it. It is godly love, it is agape love, sacrificial divine love, that gives oneself for others. And that is what God's love that the scripture is talking about. That is the love that we read here today from the scripture that Terry read from 1 John that we read. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. So God's love doesn't have anything to do with punishment. A lot of time we get confused that God is going to punish us for everything. Yes, he has punishment. But God is love above all. Even his justice is based on love and compassion and kindness. So God's love, there is no fear in God's love. Perfect love drives out fear. That is what Christmas is all about. We can love God and love each other without fear of anything, without fear of any kind of discrimination or any kind of other barriers around us. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because God first loved us. This is the love that, you remember when Jesus asked Peter, you know, do you love me? And Jesus said, yes, I do. And then Jesus asked him again, Peter, do you love me? Because we only know that one word, love. That's why Peter was responding the same thing. But God was asking for the sacrificial love, the agape love. And Peter was responding with the filial love. I love you, I love you. And then finally, when the third time, when Jesus asked him about, do you love me, Peter? And then Peter understood that there is more to this question than just my answer. And then Peter said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And then Jesus said, then feed my sheep. Peter understood what exactly sacrificial love means, or sacrificial love was at that time, when Jesus opened his eyes toward that. And that gave the ultimate life, sacrifice that Peter did, as the history says that he was crucified upside down for the sake of the gospel that he took upon himself. So that is what sacrificial love is. God's love is gift of no return, that he gave his only son. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. No one can pay back for the gift of God except for the sacrifice of our own lives. Jesus said, you may see people sacrifice for a good man, but God sacrificed his son for the sinners. God's love is unconditional, not because of, but in spite of our condition. God loved us. God's love was shown through Jesus Christ, who left the very image of God to become a human being. Though he was in the form of God, he left his heavenly place and humbled himself, becoming a poor, homeless and suffering human being, and gave him to the point of death, and even to the point of death on a cross. That is what Christmas is all about. The love that goes beyond ourselves and love others, the sacrificial love that God has loved us with. That is what we are witnesses for in this world during, and all, as we go from this place during this Christmas season. Let us pray that God will give us the courage to show that kind of sacrificial love to others, our neighbors and our friends around us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The closing hymn is Angels We Have Heard on High. It is hymnal 238 in the blue hymnal.
Angels, we have heard of God.
please stand for the next hymn stanza. People of God, as we go from this place, remember that God has loved us so much that He gave Himself for us by sending His Son to this world to die for us. As we go from this place, let us be witnesses for that love to this world, to share that love and care and compassion to others. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Please join in singing the fourth verse of page 246, Joy to the World.
God bless you.